This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, teens passionate about movie making compete to see who can create the best feature film in 1 week.
First to news about Cuba. It's been 3 days since the Cuban government announced Fidel Castro is recovering from surgery and that he transferred temporary power to his brother Raul. But Raul still has not appeared in public. Today, Cuba's Communist Party newspaper reprinted an old Raul speech saying Fidel's true heir is the Communist Party itself.
In Washington, the Bush administration is thinking about what this means for U.S.-Cuba policy. There was a White House meeting yesterday with several members of Congress from Florida, including Republican Congressman Lincoln Diaz-Balart. Congressman, welcome to Day to Day.
Pleasure. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, sir. Tell me, what happened in this meeting? What are we thinking about as regards U.S.-Cuba policy?
Actually, the meeting was previously scheduled before the latest news from the Cuban bunker regarding the dictator.
Well, let me follow. There's a very interesting news report by Tamara Lush in the St. Petersburg Times today that says the administration may be about to announce policy changes as regards Cuban refugees. What would those changes be?
You know, I try to abide by the ground rules when we have meetings, and I'm not going to be announcing things that the administration will be announcing. I will say we had an interesting discussion that the moment in Cuba obviously is of great importance. Whether the dictator is still technically alive or not is really quite irrelevant. The point is that he is now finished. Terms of his ability to continue, they have ceded power. The dictator has ceded power to his brother. Everybody knows in Cuba what that means.
You're saying that there is an atmosphere in Cuba that Fidel Castro is finished and gone, because there's a statement from the government that he's in stable condition. He's all right. He's conducting conversations with advisors on current events. He supposedly has talked about Lebanon. You're saying that's not true.
The feeling of the population is that knowing that Fidel Castro wouldn't cede power based on any circumstance that he could control, the regime is going to try to perpetuate itself. They are telling people at workplaces, you know, don't even think about any sort of demonstration of dissent. It will be met with the attitude that existed in the first months of the regime. Everybody knows what that attitude was. Execution, not prison. So the terror now is really deep and pronounced that the regime is trying to instill in the Cuban people, because they know that now, at some point, the death of Castro will have to be announced.
Congressman, this piece in the St. Petersburg Times also reported that the administration is considering spending tens of millions of dollars more to support dissident groups within Cuba. Is that true? Are we about to do that?
That was announced publicly.
But as a consequence of your meeting in the White House this week, that process is being speeded up.
Well, it was announced publicly that the administration will seek to assist the internal opposition in a more vigorous fashion than has been possible so far. There are heroes in Cuba, not only in the political prisons, but in every municipality. There are people who, despite the totalitarian repression, denounce human rights violations and advocate for democratic reforms. And those are, when you put that in the context of the totalitarian repression, those are acts of heroism. And those heroes exist, and they deserve to have the support that the heroes of the resistance in Poland and in the Czech Republic and elsewhere had. The fact that there is a growing pro-democracy movement in Cuba is obviously a very positive development, and they deserve the support of the international community, and they have the solidarity of the United States. And what the president has said is, let's try to help the pro-democracy movement. Those who want our help, let's try to get help to them.
Congressman Lincoln Diaz-Balart speaking with us from his office in Miami. As a boy, he fled Cuba with his family. Congressman, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thanks very much.